Ms. Amos is touring Darfur to assess the new conditions brought about changing the humanitarian situation in Darfur. So she has come to assess this particular humanitarian situation that has been caused by recent fighting in Darfur.
And Ismail, can you tell us, how does it look right now?
The situation in some of the camps that we visited didn't look particularly good. There were new arrivals from new areas of conflict. We visited the Zamzam camp, which is the largest IDP camp in northern Darfur, and we met IDPs from the Babadoa area, which is in eastern Jebel Marwa. They were fighting in January and in December. People that had just arrived maybe a week ago, and don't have enough food or water or shelter. The second problem is that funding for these operations has lessened in the past 2 years because of new UN-led operations in other places of the world, like Syria and like in Mali. So the situation didn't seem particularly good.
And Ismail, are the people there able to speak with Ms. Amos directly?
Yes, she was able to speak directly to the IDPs that she met. She went to basically the Zamzam camp, so as I mentioned, is the largest camp in northern Darfur, and spoke to some of the IDPs directly, and they spoke to her and told her about their conditions.
Is this a government-sponsored trip, and were there any government officials with her on this particular visit?
Well, this visit was basically organized by the UN here in Sudan, by the numerous UN agencies. But, of course, there were government officials, particularly those officials that handle humanitarian affairs. They were along with her on this trip. She met many government officials on this trip. She had many meetings. She met at Tijani CC of the Darfur Regional Authority. She met Wali, the governor of northern Darfur, Mr. Kibir, and she's spoken with those officials that have to deal with humanitarian affairs.
Overall, did it seem like a controlled visit with those officials with her?
I wouldn't say necessarily controlled, but there were some restrictions, even restrictions that were recommended by UN staff because of the security situation in some areas. I think usually these kinds of visits are they're very quick, they're fast. I don't think she's able by herself to see everything, but she definitely gets reports from those UN staff here in this area.
And Ismail, my final question, does it seem like anything positive will come from her visit? Do you anticipate any changes will be made?
Well, one thing she mentioned was that she is going to go back and lobby for better, more funding because, obviously with the spike in IDPs, and there's a need for more funding, more programs, more operations to handle the humanitarian situation here. These last few months have seen a change in direction of the humanitarian situation because of the fighting that took place in the Sereh area and then also in Labrador. It's, as I mentioned, 300,000 IDPs since the beginning of the year, and that's more than the last 2 years.